You're listening to Morning Ireland with Audrey Carville and Cian McCormack. Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Post-mortem examinations are set to be carried out today on the bodies of three family members who were found dead at their home in the Drumgownna area of County Louth yesterday. Mark and Louise O'Connor, who were aged in their 50s, and their son Evan, who was aged in his 20s, were violently attacked at their family home and sustained fatal injuries. Our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.
Evan O'Connor, who had additional needs, had been attending a daycare centre in Drogheda. His body and the bodies of his parents, Mark and Louise, are understood to have been discovered by a staff member who had called to the house to collect him yesterday morning. They had been subjected to extreme violence, while the use of a firearm during the incident has been ruled out by Gardaí. The area around the family's stone cottage remained sealed off overnight. The scene is the subject of an ongoing forensic examination by the Garda National Technical Bureau. A man in his 30s was arrested nearby yesterday morning, and Gardaí are not looking for anyone else in relation to the incident. He can be held for a maximum period of 24 hours, and it's understood that medical assistance has been sought for him. It's likely to be later today before he's either released or charges are put to him. Yesterday evening, the bodies of Mr. and Mrs. O'Connor and their son Evan were taken by two hearses from their home to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, where post-mortem examinations will be carried out later today. Mark O'Driscoll, RTÉ News, County Louth.
The governments of Egypt and Qatar say they have briefed Hamas officials on the contents of US President Donald Trump's 20-point plan for ending the war in Gaza. Hamas has indicated it will consider the plan in good faith. Earlier at the White House, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he supported the president's peace plan, adding that it also delivered on all of Israel's war aims. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
Months in the making, the president's 20-point plan envisages a demilitarized Gaza, which Hamas would hand over to an international transitional authority, while security is provided initially by Israel, which would later hand over to an international peacekeeping force. That's likely to be provided by countries in the region and large Muslim states like Indonesia and Turkey. Gulf Arab states are believed to be willing to spend billions reconstructing Gaza for the people who live there now. Nobody will have to leave unless they want to. Under the deal, Hamas is supposed to disarm and disband, its leaders guaranteed safe passage out of Gaza, ordinary fighters offered amnesty if they renounce violence. The UN would resume aid deliveries, and the agreement speaks of a path towards Palestinian statehood. Hamas has been briefed on the proposal by Egypt and Qatar and says it will consider it in good faith. Egypt, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Indonesia and Pakistan issued a joint statement welcoming the plan, as have European countries. Sean Whelan, RTÉ News, Washington.
Housing, defence and Gaza were some of the topics which featured in the first TV debate of the presidential election. The candidates, Catherine Connolly, Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys, all participated in last night's programme, which was broadcast on Virgin Media. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
There was no knockout blow in the first presidential TV debate, in which the candidates generally prioritised getting out their own message rather than trying to counter their opponents. It was a wide-ranging encounter with subjects switching from homelessness to immigration to the future of peacekeeping, all up for discussion. Catherine Connolly, Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys all experienced testing moments during the 80-minute show. Afterwards, the three candidates declared that they were happy with their performance and looked forward to returning to the campaign trail. However, they'll be back for another TV debate on Sunday when RTÉ's The Week in Politics hosts the candidates. And there'll be a further and final TV debate closer to polling day when RTÉ's Primetime holds its presidential special.
The Cabinet meets in Dublin this morning, with the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, expected to seek approval to legislate for the removal of Dublin Airport's €32 million a year passenger cap. It's understood his memorandum to government is highly critical of DAA, which operates the airport, for not speedily removing the cap. It suggests that this has created uncertainty and has damaged Ireland's reputation. while DIA has submitted a detailed infrastructure application on the cap, Mr. O'Brien thinks there's a risk of delay and legislation is required. The programme for government contains a commitment that the coalition will work to lift the cap as soon as possible. Gardaí have said a primary investigation file into the Chrysler tragedy has been forwarded to the Director of Public Prosecutions. It comes almost 3 years after 10 people were killed in an explosion at a building complex in the County Donegal village on October 7, 2022. Gardaí have said they are continuing to appeal to anyone with information in relation to the explosion to contact them. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be dull and misty with hill fog. There'll be scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle this morning, with more persistent rain spreading across the country from the west this afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 18 degrees.